a lot of books on the shelves for sale for Christmas, and we're just going to pick out three of those. The first of them being Jim McGuinness's book, Until Victory, Always a Memoir. And Chris, you spoke to Jim at the time of the release of this book, and a very much highly anticipated book by not alone just GAA supporters, because there was a lot of interest in this one.
Yes, of course, Jim McGuinness's high profile, ensuring that there was a lot of publicity surrounding the launch of the book. And a fascinating book, as you're given an insight into his whole life growing up, personal tragedies in the family, and how it inspired and helped him on the field of play, and is the whole way in which the Donegal camp, how it became so regimented and the training regimes and everything. It's fascinating stuff, a really good read, and not just for people who may be from a GA background.
Yeah, and Dermot, you read Rory Cavanagh's book, One in Another. Fascinating read, and another story in a different angle, really, about Donegal being so successful.
Yeah, I found it a great book. Oshin, I know Rory well because he's a Letterkenny man like myself, and I've watched his progress in the game since he's been a young fella. He's come up through the ranks and has really left his mark on the game here in Donegal. It's a great read, and he talks about his career with Donegal and the arrival of Jim McGuinness onto the scene as well as manager. It's fascinating stuff. There's great stuff in it, and I think one of the things that stood out for me as well was the emotion that he felt on winning the All-Ireland back in 2012 and sharing that experience with his family and friends. His family mean an awful lot to him. They're his world, and his wife and his young daughter as well. And when his dad met Rory after winning that All-Ireland, and the, you know, the feeling, the few moments they spent together, that was a real proud moment for Rory. And, you know, everybody wants to do well for their mum and dad, but Rory was able to do that, winning the All-Ireland.
Yeah, that was Rory Cavanagh's book. And Ryan, there's another book as well on the shelves. I suppose he was seen as Donegal, one of Donegal's first big soccer stars, Paddy Bonner. He was in the town today, actually, signing copies of his autobiography, The Last Line. And I suppose it's about some of his stories, but in particular that Italian 90 World Cup tournament. And in some way, a bit surprised it's taken so long for Paddy to get this out.
Right? Yeah, it probably has. You know, he's a well-known figure throughout the country and a great ambassador for Donegal. I suppose he's been on TV quite regularly, so it's probably a surprise that he hasn't released a book so far, but it's one that I'm sure a lot of sports fans in Donegal will probably find in their stockings this year. And, you know, I suppose it deals with Italian 90, which I'm sure will be of huge interest to people. Probably one of the great sporting events or tournaments that Ireland has ever competed in.
Yeah, and all of the great books on the shelves for Christmas. Right, guys, we're going to finish up with some quirky bits from 2015. I'll start with my own selection, and it was to do with transfer deadline day. Do you remember that, involving a guy from Buncrana Hearts? Kier McDady scored for Innes Sion, and he was all set to join Exeter City, Dermot.
Yeah, that's right. It was a transfer deadline day, one that caught out even Sky Sports News, Oshin, that day. A few of his mates got together and began tweeting that a certain Kieran McDade was transferring to Exeter, wishing him the best of luck. And it was a few tweets that grabbed the attention then of Exeter City supporters, and then, as we say, it even caught on to Sky Sports News.
Yeah, it was brilliant to see and some of the reaction. Eventually Exeter having to confirm on Twitter and via their website that the Donegal man had not signed for the English League side. Ryan, what really stood out for you in this sort of angle in 2015?
Well, I suppose just maybe looking at it from a family point of view, and seeing an old Niamh Connell, when they won the championship earlier this year, they had four brothers in the starting lineup, which is incredible, really, when you think of it. Aaron, Anthony, Leon, and Kieran. We also had the three McNamee brothers from Remelton. They all scored in the one day on October the 17th. Sheehan scored for Derry City's under 17s against Drogheda. Barry scored for Derry City's senior team against Limerick. And Finn Harps' star man, Tony McNamee, scored in a 4-1 victory against Wexford. I suppose not to be another interesting thing was, a couple of weeks ago, Paddy McGranahan played for Fannage United, and his son, Keelan McElwain, was also on the same team. And not to be undone by that, later that week, Anthony Gorman and his son, Zach Gorman, both played against Swilly Rovers.
Yeah, and we might see the Jennings sisters next year.
Well, hopefully, we're all hoping they'd make it to Rio.
That's Sinead and Katrina hoping to make it to Rio. One of them's already there. We're hoping Katrina gets there as well and makes it to the Olympic Games in Rio. Chris?
Well, I suppose I think you have a clip there. Very recently, we heard Jason Quigley talking about his ambition, and he certainly wants to go to the top, and he won't be afraid to drive around in one of the best type of cars that you can get. He wants a Lamborghini.
One of my dreams is to have a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm going to aim to get a Lamborghini, and whether I have it a week or 2 weeks or whatever, I want to get it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's not because I'm going to be like, oh, look at me, I made this money, I can drive a Lamborghini. I see boys driving now, you're like, Jesus, unreal. Do you know what I mean? So if I can, I have the opportunity to be able to fulfill that dream as well. Mm. Do you know what? Of course I'm going to try and get into it.
Will they take the Lamborghini to Balbofest in order, Chris?
Well, it would stand out. It might help with Finn Harps when they're bringing the Premier Division trophy down Navaney Street next year.
Okay, guys, that's it from our sports review for the year for 2015. Many thanks to Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News, making his debut on Highland today. Ryan, a job very well done. Also to Chris Ashmore of the Letterkenny Post and Jim O'Doherty of the Donegal Democrat. Thanks for coming on the studio, guys, and your contribution on the programme today.
Thank you, Oisín.